blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary, and today is a new episode. I'm gonna be calling this episode What to Do When Somebody Is Mean to You. And blessings to all of you who are hearing this episode. We're gonna begin speaking about the verse from the Bible, which we're gonna be using in this episode, is on Proverbs 10:25. And it reads like this: When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. So, my tongue got really squirreled there. So, anyway, what this has to do with when people are mean to you. Sometimes, well, we pray for many things, or we just try to recognize our own limits. We try to build this thing, or just say that we have this top. This is where I have to go, and that's it. And when you pray, you're just trying to do that relationship, keep building that relationship with God. So those two things are already put up there. Now, when people are mean to you, these people see what are you capable of doing, and that's why they are really going out of their way to push you down, because they know you're built for more, that you can do more. And the devil knows this too, so he uses everybody that allows the devil to enter their life to keep the plan that the devil has to whatever he's doing. Now, what we have to do as sons and daughters of God, obviously keep praying, but also to be the best in our best way always, because doing the best or doing the right thing, that's the word, the right thing every time will get you to a better way or a better future in your life. So what Proverbs 10:25 is saying, that doing what is right will give you a better base in your future, because God looks that in a very lovable way. He can count on you. So I know life, I know the world can give us this understanding that doing the worst of yourself or doing whatever the world do will give you far away, but at what cost? So my reflection to you, or what I've been thinking about this, is that it's hard to do the right thing, especially in this time. But for me, as I can speak to you, because I have seen this over and over again, is that when I do the right thing, even when everybody's doing other things that are not quite good for their soul, well, for me, it allowed me to sleep better, knowing I did the right thing, knowing that the only person that I should really think that is seeing these things, that I'm doing the right thing, that is God, knows I did it. And that's it. Because we're not here to show everybody how, I did this great thing. Look, everybody praise me. No, that's not the point. Like, the point is you keep doing the right thing everywhere you go. Because that's how you give the statement or just the knowledge to others to just keep doing the right thing. Because God, as I told you before, wants the best for you as their kid. He won't let you stranded. He will keep pushing you to do your best, not in the pushy way. I mean, in the loving way. He will guide you and will get you to far more far more places than you could imagine in your entire life. As humans, we really put ourselves limits. But God has many, many things beyond our knowledge. He's gonna be guiding us towards that. Okay? So, hope you have an amazing day. Bless you and your family. And I see you in the next episode. Remember, we do a Friday in English, another Friday in Spanish, and we keep changing with that rhythm, okay? So, blessings to all of you. See you in the next episode. And just a little quick note. What to do then with the persons that are being mean to you? These persons are mean to you. You can ignore them. You can really talk to them and say, look, what you're saying is not the right thing. Or I would prefer if you restrain yourself from commenting and try to meet halfway. But usually with this kind of people that treat you bad, one of the things I do is I already told you, I try to talk to them. If that doesn't work or that make me feel very uncomfortable, because that can happen, I ignore the person. If that person is from work, I try to change my schedule. And I treat that person with respect always, because that's how I try to do things, always with respect. And I never talk bad about that person. Because as soon as you start talking bad about that person, believe me, you don't know exactly where those words are gonna hit when that person hears it. Because if you think what you say about one person to another won't get to those ears, you're wrong. Okay? So try to keep your minimum of thoughts about this person, if that is a mean thing, to yourself. And just keep yourself praying for that person so God helps you to settle things and help you to guide you through it. And it happened. Like, I really understand it's very painful. It's really tiresome to do that. But what I've seen is that God allowed me to have maybe a space where I can talk to this person and confront that person. And I have prayed for that. It doesn't happen from one day to another. But I did have a person that it was really mean. And it allowed me to have one space where I could actually confront that person. And that person, once it saw that I was confronting them, stopped talking about it. She keep talking about me, but I just forgot about it. Because I already expressed my frustration about what was happening. So another thing is God put some nice words instead of the mean ones. So that allowed me to be a better better on this situation. So hope that helps you if you have a mean person running around yourself. If you're a kid or adolescent, always try to look for somebody, an adult. If it's an adult and you're the kid, try to look for somebody who is a third party, that a counsel or somebody you trust that can help you navigate your feelings and put in nicer words towards the other person. That can help too. So hope that helps you, and see you in the next episode. Just remember that being honest would allow you to be close to God and will keep you with your soul connected with Him. So what it means that your salvation is still there. Every time we don't let ourselves get into the bad stuff that surround you, and that help us keep our salvation and our relationship with God intact. Okay, so blessings to all of you. That was another note. And yeah, right now I will see you then. I will see you in the next episode. Well, you can hear me in the next episode.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.